Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Now the Tiara draw is about to take place. Let's go to the Brisbane River, the banks of the river there with Greg Radley.
Hello everyone and welcome to beautiful Brisbane. We are live on the banks of the Brisbane River at the Alchemy Bar and Restaurant, ready for two important barrier draws today. First of all, we'll be conducting the barrier draw for the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara, the final Group 1 of the year, and it's worth $500,000 for the fillies and mares. Chris Waller has accepted with five runners. He's trying to win his 18th Group 1 of the season, which would be an all-time record. At the moment, he sits level with TJ Smith on 17. One more would give him the outright record. And after we conduct the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara barrier draw, we'll take a quick break and come back with the TAB Battle of the Bush. The first running last year was a huge success. There are so many people here from country Queensland spending the week in Brisbane with their horses and enjoying the hospitality of Brisbane and racing Queensland. That barrier draw coming up also this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, to welcome you here today, would you please welcome the President of the Tattersall's Racing Club, Mr. Stuart Fraser.
Thank you very much, Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the committee and members of Tattersall's Racing Club, welcome along to the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara and TAB Battle of the Bush Barrier Draw. I'd like to acknowledge Racing Queensland Chair Steve Wilson and echo Steve's thoughts earlier. How good is this Queensland weather? Tattersall's Club first originated in 1865 over the love and support of thoroughbred horse racing. Over 154s of racing, you develop deep relationships. I'd like to thank Sky Racing and TAB for their continued support and Racing Queensland as well. Tattersall's is the home away from home for many of our country and regional members, so it's only natural that we would host the TAB Battle of the Bush final. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're also raffling this lovely tiara to support our Tattersall's Tiara. Now, the proceeds from the tiara raffle will go to Legacy Queensland, who's a philanthropic partner of Tattersall's Club, and tickets are available online. For everyone participating in the barrier draw today, I wish all the connections good luck. I look forward to an excellent day of racing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stuart. Okay, to the barrier draw for the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara, fillies and mares, weight for age, Group 1 worth $500,000 over the 1,400 metres at Eagle Farm. We have our Chairman of Stewards, Peter Chadwick, who will draw a marble from this contraption, this beautiful antique, and then Dan Orish will oversee the connections to come up here and select a miniature trophy. If no one was here, Bernie Cooper from Sky Racing is going to draw that particular barrier. So let's get the barrier draw underway. Horse number 10 is Savatiano, pre-barrier draw, the favourite. Nassim Dilmi is going to come up. He's been with the horses here in Queensland for James Cummings for quite a few weeks, and they've had a great carnival. What have we got, Nassim? 15 for Savatiano. Barrier 15. Horse number 14 is Pecans. Chris Lee's the trainer. Bernie, if you could come up. No one from the Australian Bloodstock camp or the Chris Lee's stable. So we're drawing horse number 14, Pecans. Barrier 3. 3 for Pecans. Horse number 20, this is the second emergency, Cotta Patiro, the American-bred mare who's had a couple of starts in Australia, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. Bernie, don't go too far away. In fact, you're here to draw quite a few of them, so I wouldn't wander too far. This is for the second emergency, number 20, Cotta Patiro, for Gay and Adrian. Tim Clark's going to ride. Barrier 21, gate number 21. Horse number 11 is Noir. Max Fowler is going to come up and draw a couple of the Waller barriers. This one's for Noir. Horse number 11. And it's drawn 11. A much better start, Max, than last week where he drew 20 and 21. Horse number 18 is Pahutakawa. She scraped into the field as horse number 18, Nassim, has already given the good news to James Cummings that she's in, and now he can give us some great news that she's drawn barrier five. Barrier five for Pahutakawa. Horse number six is Irithia. Bjorn Baker trains. Jimmy Orman's going to ride. Mark Bowman is going to come up and draw the barrier for Irithia for Derby Racing. 17 for Irithia. Barrier 17. Horse number 23 is the fifth emergency, Sweet Deal. Bernie, if you could come up. Sweet Deal number 23, the fifth emergency. Barrier 12. Barrier 12. 18 plus 5 emergencies for the Tats Tiara.
Number 17.
Horse number 17 is another one of the Godolphin runners, and that is Multaja. Now, at the moment pre-draw, the Godolphin runners are favourites. Savatiano in front of Pahutakawa and Multaja. Barrier 13. 13 for Multaja. So all the Godolphin runners are out. Horse number eight is Winter Bride. Toby Edmonds trains. Of course, he's in the UK at the moment, where Hootson ran down the track in the King's Stand last night at Royal Ascot. Barrier six. Barrier six for Winter Bride.
Number 19.
Horse number 19 is Baccarat Baby, trained by David Van Dyke. Peter Harris is here to draw the barrier. First emergency, Baccarat Baby, not in the field as yet.
Okay.
Yep, anyone? Not that one. Barrier 20. Barrier 20, Baccarat Baby.
Number 16.
Horse number 16 is Outback Barbie. Jessica Acton is coming up, and I think she's got Outback Barbie with her. There's Barbie. Barrier one. Barrier one, the pole for Outback Barbie. Horse number 22 is Split Lip. Will Clarkin, Matt McGilvray, Bernie, you're up. Trained by South Australian Will Clarkin. Barrier two. So one and two out next to each other. Split Lip is barrier two. Horse number five, Princess Posh, scratched from the Stradbroke to run in the Tiara on Saturday now. Bernie, your go for Princess Posh. Larry Cassidy is going to ride. 16. Barrier 16 for Princess Posh. Horse number 21, the third emergency, Platinum Angel. Bernie, this is your barrier as well. Toby Edmonds. Barrier 8. For Platinum Angel. Barrier 8 for the third emergency.
Number 4.
Horse number 4 is Oregon's Day. David Eustace and Kieran Maher now train. Michael Walker will ride. Yep. 23. Gate number 23. You're on a hiding to nothing. Oregon's Day 23.
Number 12.
Horse number 12 is Nantali. Another one for Ma Eustace. Bernie, redeem yourself. 22. People out there finding this amusing. Well, barrier 22 for Nantali.
Number 2.
Horse number 2 is Prompt Response, a winner of the Tats Tiara. Can she win it again?
Oh, not me.
No, not you. Ken, off the back of 20 and 22, I'm sure you'd like to do this yourself. Ken Warriner is going to draw Prompt Response. Another one for Chris Waller. 14. Barrier 14 for Prompt Response.
Number 9.
Horse number 9 is Egg Tart. Max Fowler is going to come up and draw the Chris Waller runner. Number 9, Egg Tart. No, wrong one. I think they're already taken, Max. And lucky for you, because that was 17. 19. Who was that again? Egg Tart. 19. Horse number 13, Siren's Fury. Bernie, Siren's Fury number 13 for Jason Coyle. 4. 4, Siren's Fury. We've got 4 to go. Is that right, Daniel?
Number 3.
Horse number 3 is Sprite. Now, this was the one you were actually originally down to do.
And they didn't want the inside.
They don't want the inside. Well, I'm not sure what's there. Well, the inside's gone. One and two are gone. Ten's there.
Perfect.
Barrier 10 for Sprite. Barrier 10 for Sprite. Gary Fraser. Michael Carl rides. Horse number seven is Exteen. Max, final go here. Exteen, formerly trained by Kirk Goldman, is now with the Chris Waller camp. You've got three to choose from. You've found 18 for Exteen. Barrier 18. Horse number 15 is Jamaican Rain. Richard Lamming. Jamie Carr rides. Bernie. This is your last one. Barrier 7. Barrier 7 there. And horse number 1 is Invincibella. Andrew Grant Taylor is going to come up and draw the final barrier. What was left? 9. 9 for Invincibella. Okay, so here's the barrier in saddlecloth order down the page. Invincibella's come up with gate number 9. Prompt response in 14. Sprite in 10. Oregon's Day in 23. Princess Posh in 16. Erythea in 17. Exteen in 18. Winter Bride in 6. Eggtard in 19. Savatiano 15. Noir's drawn 11. Nantali in 22. Siren's Fury in 4. Pecans in 3. Jamaican Rain in 7. Outback Barbie's drawn 1. Maltaja in 13. And Pahutakawa's drawn barrier number 5. Now the emergencies. Baccarat Baby 20. Contabatiro 21. Platinum Angel 8. Split Lip 2. And Sweet Deal, barrier 12. We'll get a revised market off Glen Munsey in just a moment, but in the meantime, let's go down to Bernie, who's going to chat with Nassim Dilmi, who's been here in Queensland looking after the Godolphin runners. They've had great success. They've won the Stradbroke with Trekking. Can they rounded off with the Tats Tiara? They've got the three favourites, Bernie.
They do indeed. Obviously, a lot of ammunition. And as you mentioned, Nassim has been doing all the work here. You've been loving Queensland, though. Let's admit it.
Oh, you can't complain with the weather like that, for sure.
Indeed. And the horses have been very successful this carnival.
Yeah, that's right. James has decided early on what horses they were going to send here. It was always the plan. He planned their prep perfectly, and they come here and ready to go.
All right, let's start with Savatiano. She's come up with barrier 15. She's a lovely last start winner.
Yeah, it was impressive last start. Obviously, 3 weeks between run. She's had a nice trial at the Gold Coast last week. She's got three emergencies inside her, so hopefully things are planned well for her. She's pretty quick out the gate, so she'll be racing on speed.
Yeah. All right, Maltaja won the Coghlan Stakes last time out.
Yeah, again, 3 weeks between run for her. She was very impressive last start with Blake Shin. She's obviously, her racing pattern is from to be ridden from back, so the barriers really, it doesn't really matter for her, but she'll be a chance as well.
Yeah, I watched her track work yesterday at Eagle Farm. She looked pretty sharp. I think Blake rode her.
Yeah, Blake was kind enough to ride her. He was very happy with her. Obviously, she worked on her own, but she's pretty switched on, and she'll be ready to go.
Pakuta Hawa, well, she's been quite luckless, hasn't she, here in Queensland, certainly in the Queensland Guineas last time.
She actually, although it was a very bad bad to look at, she done really well to pick herself up, finished third. She's worked really well yesterday, and she's deserved to be favourite.
All right, Nassim, give us a leg up of the three. We know you ride a bit of track work, and if you're not riding the actual horse, you're riding beside them. Who do you think, with the barriers, who do you think is going to be the hardest to beat here?
I was going for Savatiano. After yesterday's gallop, I changed and I'll ride Pahutakawa instead.
Pahutakawa, well, he gave us the right leg up when it came to trekking in the Stradbroke, so let's trust Nassim and we'll get on. Pahutakawa here, Greg. Thanks, Nassim.
Actually, Bernie, I think he gave the tip earlier when he found out that Pahutakawa got into the field because his eyes lit up.
Yeah.
The Frenchman was very, very excited.